Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCuskey moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. McCoskey steals second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. McCoskey moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Averill reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Averill scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. York reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Clint Brown now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress is walked intentionally. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. McNair reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Tresh scores. QL moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Thomas now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic strikes out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Bell pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards the mound. Brown can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCuskey moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. McCuskey scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.